I'd say till about 12 o'clock to me. I think it does with most people.
Now, how do you characterize, the part of the day after 12?
It would be afternoon to me. Uh-huh. Some people refer to it as evening, but it is not evening. It's part of the day.
Uh-huh.
I always refer to evening, say, after 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening. Then I begin to think in terms of evening.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, night, I'd hate to say, because it all depends. If I want to do a lot of reading, I go to bed at 7 o'clock. I like to read in bed.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be midnight before I come to.
Yes.
And
I see. Well, now, what about, what's your name, or what have you heard, your way of characterizing it? The very earliest part of the day, dark out here, and then you see the first rays.
The dawn.
All right.
The dawn.
And
yes,
with reference to the sun, what do you say?
I would refer to the morning, like I would say on a pretty morning, I'll say, well, the sun coming up is really the pretty or the beautiful part of the day to me.
Uh-huh.
Which I do. I think the morning is really very livable and should be to everybody. When people lay in bed all morning and waste their time, I don't know. I don't have much sympathy for them.
That's
they're missing the most beautiful part of the day is the morning.
You ever get out particularly to see the
oh
the
yeah
sun?
I get up at any place from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You never catch me in bed after 6 o'clock of the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now if you say, well, now tomorrow I've got to start work before
8 o'clock,
and with reference to the sun, you've got to say, I've got to start work before
Sometimes before the sun gets too high.
Uh-huh. Or sun what? What do you call that?
Sunrise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ever hear
sunrise.
Anything else or use anything else in sunrise there?
Oh, quite often. I'll have to get this done before the sun comes up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure. Now,
that's a rather slang expression.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But we use a lot of that.
Well, you bet we do. Well, somebody asked you when the sun came up, you'd say yesterday, you'd say, well, the sun, how might you respond to that, the sun?
Sunrise, it was 6:42 or something.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Or if you're speaking of the rising, you'd say the sun yesterday.
Sun came up yesterday at a certain time.
Okay, all right, very good. And if you're working until late, until it gets dark, to say, well, yesterday we worked until
10 o'clock or till sunset or till dark. We worked until dark last uh-huh. night on that project or something like that.
You've done that a good many
yes.
times.
Yes. Yes.
Now, October 31st, with reference to the day that just passed, you'd say, what is it you'd say? That's October 31st. But the day that precedes, what do we call the day that precedes?
Yesterday, you would say, October the 31st, Monday, or Monday, October the 31st,
uh-huh.
I did so-and-so.
Right.
Yeah.
And as you say, now there's something you've got to do on November 2nd, you'd say, now...
Well, I have my program laid out for, I'd say, Wednesday, November the 2nd.
Uh-huh. And then with reference to the day, how might you characterize it? Now, yesterday I had to do so-and-so, but...
A lot of times I would say tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's see here. When a person retires, occasionally, a company might give them a gold...